Cadnall nodded.
That was enough to convince me to plant a small listening device in Jackson's office. One sensitive enough to catch both ends of a calm conversation. And this afternoon, before Jackson left for the evening, I recorded a very interesting conversation. I was only able to listen to it just a short while ago.
What did he say? Who did he talk to?
They spoke about Bramson and Perova being dead. The blasted senators. And someone he called good old Palpatine. They were going to get together tonight to discuss things. Unfortunately, the person Jackson contacted was not named, and they used a droid voice to disguise his or her own.
It's got to be Suldar, said Leia. With everything else that's going on.
My thoughts exactly. There's enough on here to bring Jackson in for further questioning, at least.
Leia made a face. If there was enough for me to be brought in, then yes, I agree. Padna looked remorseful and put a hand on her shoulder.
I never doubted you, Leia, he said. I just thought you were mistaken about the conspiracy.
That's doubting, Leia said.
At the look on his face, she softened.
I understand why you did, though. It sounded almost as ludicrous as the charges brought against me.
I'll let you know what...
His comlink beeped.
Excuse me a moment, he said, speaking into it. Ovin, what?
He listened, and his eyes widened. Softly, he growled.
I see. Be respectful of the body, but bring it into the Galactic Senate Med Center for immediate autopsy. No, you are right to contact me. Keep me posted.
Leia grew cold.
Jackson?
She said. He nodded.
Murdered like Perova?
He shook his head.
Looks like a suicide, but I don't believe that for a minute.
Nor do I.
Padnell turned to her and took her hands in his.
Leia, I'm sorry. Shouldn't ever have been brought in here. I thought I was doing the right thing by going along with the senators and observing. But I should have stopped this the minute I smelled something rotten.
You did what you thought was best. Who knows? Perhaps you actually got me out of harm's way, she said.
I'd like to hope that. I'd like to think I did something right. But now I intend to keep you out of harm's way.
His olive-green flews pulled back from his sharp, jagged teeth in a chilling smile.
I've heard it said that being the chief of state means when you speak, they have to be quiet. Tomorrow, I intend to make them quiet long enough to repair some of the damage I've done. And then, I'm going to knock some heads together.
Despite the direness of the situation, Leia found herself smiling.
You sound just like Han, she said.
That is perhaps the finest compliment I have ever received, said Ovin.
And Leia had to agree.